Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yandhan with Evening News. The headlines. First session of the 18th Lok Sabha begins with oath-taking of newly elected MPs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government will make constant efforts to build consensus to serve the country. Centre imposes wheat stock limits to ensure food security, stability in prices until March 2025. And two teachers arrested in Maharashtra's Latur Innit Yuchi paper leak case. Now the news in detail. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha began today with newly elected MPs taking oath as members of the House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is the leader of the Lok Sabha, was the first to take oath. Pro-Dem Speaker Pardur Hari Madhab administered the oath to Modi. This was followed by the oath of the panel of chairpersons appointed to assist Madhab in running the proceedings of the Lok Sabha till the election of the Speaker. BJP MPs Aratha Mohan Singh and Fagan Singh Gulaste took oath as members of the chairperson panel. However, Congress MP K. Suresh, DMK MP T.R. Balu and Sudip Bandyopadhyay of TMC skipped oath-taking proceedings as members of the panel. Later, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Manohar Lal, Piyush Goyal, Chidambaram Manchi, Dr. Virendra Kumar, Kiran Rijiju, Chirag Baswant, Jyotiraditya Scindia, Annapurna Devi and others took oath as members of the Lok Sabha. Besides Hindi and English, several MPs took oath in regional languages including Telugu, Assamese, Bangla, Malayalam, Gujarati, Sanskrit, Kannada, Oriya, Dogri and others. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day and will meet again tomorrow at 11 a.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the 18th Lok Sabha session is beginning today with a resolve of building Viksit Bharat and asserted that his government will make constant efforts to serve the country and fulfill aspirations of the people by taking everyone together. Briefing media outside Parliament ahead of the session, Modi said, "Majority is required to run the government, but to run the country, a consensus is of utmost importance." He added his government wants to speed up decisions by taking everyone together and by maintaining the sanctity of the constitution. He observed that the country needs a responsible opposition. Modi added that the countrymen do not want disturbances and expressed confidence that MPs of the 18th Lok Sabha will try to fulfill these expectations of the common man. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the NDA government reforms are a means to improve the lives of 140 crore Indians. In a social media post, Modi said after the introduction of goods and services tax, goods for household use have become much cheaper. He said this has resulted in significant savings for the poor and common man. Modi said the government is committed to continuing this journey of reforms to transform people's lives. To manage overall food security and prevent hoarding and unscrupulous speculation, the centre has imposed stock limits on wheat applicable to traders, wholesalers, retailers, big chain retailers and processors in all states and union territories. Secretary of the Department of Food and Public Distribution, Sanjeev Chopra, said that for traders and wholesalers, the stock limit of wheat will be 3,000 metric tons, for retailers it will be 10 metric tons, and for big chain retailers, the stock limit will be 10 metric tons for each outlet and 3,000 metric tons at all their depots. Chopra said the stock limits will be in force until March 31, 2025. He added that the government will review the stock limits based on the requirements to ensure that the price of wheat remains stable. Chopra also rejected media reports about the shortage of wheat and clarified that there is no shortage of wheat in the country. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The recent Need Yuchi paper leak scam tentacles have reached Maharashtra with the arrest of two coaching institute teachers and an ITI instructor from Latur after the state anti-terrorism squad and Latur police investigations in the past 2 days. the two teachers, identified as Sanjay T. Jatav and Jalil U. Pathan, were arrested late on Sunday as more evidence surfaced against them. An ITI instructor, Irana M. Kongalwar, has also been nabbed, even as Latur police set up a special investigation team to probe the case. One more accused, identified as Kongatar from Delhi, is reported to be absconding. The SIT has formed multiple teams to unravel various aspects of the case. The Shivaji Nagar police station filed an FIR in the case on Sunday, invoking Public Examinations, Prevention of Unfair Means Act and other laws. Till now, police have detected WhatsApp messages exchanged among the accused, and further investigation is underway. To ensure peaceful conduct of the upcoming urban local body elections on June 26, Deputy Commissioner Walker Ajit Kumar Ranjan has placed various restrictions within Walker and Pandari Downs. In compliance with State Election Commission directives, the DC has instructed all campaign workers and activists who are not voters or residents of Walker or Pandari Down to leave the wards and areas with immediate effect until the elections are concluded. On polling day, assembly of up to five people and movement between different wards will be prohibited. Voters bound for polling station, officials and magistrates on duty, security and emergency services are exempted from the restrictions. The DC cautioned that any violation will be dealt with under the Nagaland Municipal Act 2023 and applicable laws. As part of campaign on preventing and combating child trafficking in 100 bordering and adjoining districts of India, a one-day sensitization workshop was organized at Trensang today. Addressing the event as resource person, Advocate Guwahati High Court Kohima Bench, Tongbang L. Jameer said, human trafficking impacts more than 50 million people every year. Nagaland is in a transition point where trafficking happens due to its international boundary with Myanmar and state boundaries with Assam, Arunachal Pradesh and Manipur. He said, Jameer cited poverty, lack of employment and pursuit of a better life as main reasons for human trafficking. Noting the prevalence of domestic child abuse in our society, he called for increase in awareness on the matter and highlighted various features, preventive measures and legal provisions tied to child trafficking. The workshop was organized by District Administration Trensang in collaboration with National Commission for Protection of Child Rights and State Commission for Protection of Child Rights. It was attended by various sections of the society, including police, government officials, NGOs, tribal leaders, students and church groups. Giffre today held a monthly meeting of the District Planning Development Board under the chairmanship of MLA C. Kipili Sangtam. Among others, the meeting discussed proposal for PHET, Department at Seyuchung, road extension from NH202 to District Hospital Giffre, adaptation of schools and approval of local area development schemes 2024-25 and forwarded them to the respective authorities for final approval. Meanwhile, Deputy Commissioner Damsuwadi Longoma also proposed acquiring land for setting up government office and quarters. And now 20 News, here are the headlines again. First session of the 18th Lok Sabha begins with oath-taking of newly elected MPs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government will make constant efforts to build consensus to serve the country. Centre imposes wheat stock limits to ensure food security, stability and prices until March 2025. And two teachers arrested in Maharashtra's Latur in NEET UG paper leak case. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.